Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I can only say that I am always asking, knocking, seeking, praying to be able to give more, to inspire you more, to uplift you more, to encourage you more, to be the more that you truly are. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to really care, to do that which is ours to do for all of the great ones that have come before us, the proper leadership in terms of how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global agenda that is genocide and depopulation. We have not been shown that way. And so, because we are here, not under our own auspices, but we are here to honor and to glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent. And not just the last two or three generations, but 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 30, 40, 50 generations. We are here to honor and glorify that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, to be in a place and space where we are uncompromising with our duty, obligation, and responsibilities as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to be completely committed to life. And the trick has been to make you feel all right with killing yourselves and your children. Putting you in a place where you feel like it is your free will to be wrong, to be out of alignment, to do that which undermines your own cellular functioning, to be in a place where you're glib about having to die from something anyway. And so I'm the one who cares enough to really get you to understand that you will never, ever have anything greater than your life. And to be glib about throwing it away is the evidence of your behavior having been modified. It is not the natural inclination of any intelligence to love and justify killing itself. And because you're being distracted by the police brutality and the tasings over here and the shootings over here and whatnot, that you are really not paying attention to the real genocide in terms of the hospitals that are allowing people to slip away into death because they do not have the love, the care, the sense enough to just open up the bowel. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that it ain't rocket science, you all. We were given so much of the Creator's own very intelligence directly. This thing is not like we can't outthink a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death is multi-trillion-dollar business. And we got all this education, all this money, all this opportunity, all this, and then you can't think a greater thought than killing everybody and participating with it. And then wonder why it is they can shoot you in the streets and nothing comes of it. But we understand the foundation of this country in the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, and the continued incarceration and the criminally injustice system. And we have to come to a point and place where we say, oh, no more. The buck stops here. We will no longer participate. What will it take for you to come to a point and place where you exalt a full care, to exalt a full life's urge and do nothing to undermine yourself and your children? To be in a place and space where these people cannot pay you to do things that need not be done, that you have that much sense, you have that much care, you have that much love, you have that much concern, you have that much wisdom, you have that much faith. We We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really dwell in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. To be able to bypass all of the stuff that has you in a place where you are fearful, you are in trepidation, you focus so much time and energy and attention in listening and paying attention to those who have no light, no love, no wisdom, and no sense, even if they have money. Because you will only get back what you put out there, because the law is exacting. So when we have conspiracy amongst governments that legislate, perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death for profit, then you have a people who are destined to be discontinued in existence. But then the thought is, oh, well, because there is no death, then we can be as wicked as we want to be. And then when we die, we still go up into the heavens and the exalted realms and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the... You understand? I'm just saying is that we've got to get beyond the foolishness to understand that we have a direct line of light to absolute truth. And your belief systems that have put you in a place and space where you still have sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation. You're in fear, insecurity, doubt. You run to the doctors. I don't understand how it is that you consistently are seeking the truth but then will not apply it. When your spirit knows what it is. And you say, well, Adama, you just said our behavior has been modified. Well, yes, but the spirit that is in that body is greater than anything that man can create. But you have to activate it. You have to want to be in a place where you stand in the integrity of the truth of who you are. Because true political consciousness is only reflected in vivid self-representation, in the exaltation of who you are at this point of the presence of the absolute. There is nothing that the Democratic Party or the Democratic Party or the Republicans or any of these ones can add to you. These are the ones who you consistently support with every fiber of your being. Every time that you go out and you buy the chicken and you buy the fish and you buy the cows and the pigs and all of these things and feed off of the flesh of these dead animals. And we have to realize what's causing the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the leukemia, the HIV, the AIDS, the tuberculosis, all of this stuff is because our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and goddess. And under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, facilitated by those forces that we can refer to as the satanic, the Luciferian, and the forces of the devil, the corporate deities of death who make sure that we have so much access to that which has no nutritional value, nothing that the body needs, and it becomes more wanted, more lusted for, more desired than that which supports you in being able to function in the fullness of who you are as an intelligence of existence itself. We're in a now moment where we must understand that as men, you are the progenitor of lineages of people. Your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life. Your focus and attention should be in aligning yourself and your cells with the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all there is, and you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of it. You are not here to pimp and prostitute and play these games. Try to be big ballers with big balls and big guns and whatnot and end up getting incarcerated, and you spend most of your life locked up, locked down in a mental spiral of distortion and dysfunction. That is not who you are. You are at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You are literally the God that dwells in that body temple, but the temple is under siege. And people want to act as if you really want to do something about the way that things are, but you don't want to change your life. But then you're not satisfied. You always want more. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough this. You don't have enough that. But you throw yourself away. And I'm saying to you, that on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that it is our time to rise. It is our time to get up. It is our time to realize that under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, that everybody is under siege. And that they're playing the game so we can be us against them and them against us and this and that and the other. And I'm saying, no, we are all here to exalt the oneness of existence. And that there is absolute law that governs absolutely everything and everybody. And for a global people, those who are the ascendants and descendants and remnants of humanity, as well as those who are kind of human, you are still authorized by the intelligence of existence to function intelligently. And there's nothing intelligent about killing people for sport, for game, for money, for anything. How much money is worth a person's life? You'll kill somebody because they are desperate enough to take money from somebody. There is really no reason to be killing people. And the reason that you do it, and it's okay, is because of the distortion and the defilement that's charged on the blood as a result of being bloodthirsty, as a result of feeding off the carcasses of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot, and then dousing your blood with alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of this stuff that makes you crazy. Absolutely insane. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. And I'm saying to you, if you enjoy killing yourself, then enjoy your dying, enjoy your suffering, enjoy your pain. Leave the doctors alone. Stay out the trauma and the drama centers. Okay? Otherwise, if you really love your life, then live your life. Claim your life. Consciously care to be reoriented in the divinity of your being and stop playing with yourself, acting as if you can just come back again and do it again. Come back to do what? I can't imagine that there has ever existed a time prior to this where the bodies, the hearts, the minds, and the souls of the people were as corrupt, as defiled as this. And to have conversations with people to say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what we eat. We can just pray. We just come together and pray. It don't matter what we eat. Yes, it matters because our prayers do not have the quality of potency to erase the consequences of decades of violation against yourself. But these liars have you all believing that you can be guilty and offensive in being disobedient, disregarding, being out of alignment with the very laws that govern your being, and then take a pill and erase it all. Have somebody just wave their hand and you're healed. And then yet you still will not reach for life. You still will not humble yourself to admit that you have been in error. You won't repent. and forgive yourself as well as everybody else. We are in a place and space in existence where our very existence as a humankind and humanity lay in the balance. Because what? Because there is a world-conquering rampage to have you divided within the very cells of your own being. And we know that one divided against itself cannot stand. And so everybody's trying to figure out who the enemy is, but the enemy is right there inside of you. It is as a result of the accumulation of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, preservatives, hormones, pesticide, herbicide, larvicide, chemical residues that have modified your behavior, and then the rot that is stenching from all of the decaying animals that you have consumed over decades. We have to be aggressive, intensely intentional about our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, so that we are able to be completely renewed and rebirthed, revivified and realigned and a resurrected people. That is destiny. Because there is no way in hell, no way within the earth, upon the earth, that wickedness can triumph over the laws of existence, over the intelligence of existence, over the forces of existence itself. So our clearing, cleansing, purifying these body temples is so the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the way, the will, the integrity, the high frequency energy, essence of that which is God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality. This is what our liberation looks like, where we are not struggling. We are exalting a full life surge. You aren't told to struggle and struggle and struggle. You were told to love the intelligence of your being, that which you refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, the Lord, the law, with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. That's what you were told to do. But nah, y'all love your reefa more than you love your lungs. You love your fish more than you love your bones. You love all of these things. And it's just terrible. Because what? Because your life is your gift. And we are here to honor, to glorify, to exalt, to stand forward, to stand on behalf of life itself. And we cannot think that we do not deserve a tragic date with fate when we support and are complicit and complacent with the annihilation of 20 billion creatures on an annual basis. And these people have you thinking that the animals don't matter, that it's only about the people, but then the people are killing themselves. We have sisters having baby after baby after baby, never being properly nourished within themselves so that they could have given their children the fullness of what they deserve to have. There is absolute law that would govern every aspect of our lives so that our lives would be lived in the glory and the honor, a consistent exaltation and unfoldment as we are applying ourselves in a daily due diligence to being in a place and space where we are honoring life itself, all of life itself. And to realize that none of the books and none of the religions are a prerequisite for you coming into the fullness of yourself. That you can bypass it all just by having an intensity of intention to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that you stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You cannot be so shy that you will not claim your truth. And that's much more powerful than saying I'm black or I'm Muslim or I'm Christian or I'm Kemetic or I'm this. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. This is our common denominator. Everybody can claim it. But everybody has to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated at the cellular level so that the integrity of the truth of the being has been completely infused upon every atom and every cell of the being directly so that we are harmonious with all orders of existence itself. This is where the perfect peace and the perfect poise. People are having issues because we have been given the example of lawlessness. Those who are always talking about law and order, these are the most wicked people on the face of the earth talking about law and order, and they want to beat you into submission after they done led you astray, and then you go and follow them, and then they pull you out the game and lock you up over here because you were following them. And I'm just saying is that for where we are right now, this is our time to realize that every time you buy chicken, every time you buy fish, every time you buy alcohol and tobacco and whatnot, you're putting money in the hands of the people who hate you. There's no such thing as white supremacy. What we see that we are referring to as white supremacy is stupidity, idiocy on crack. Because there is no way in hell that you can truly prosper when you don't have enough love, light, wisdom, or truth, enough sense to realize that everything that has gone before you is here to show you and teach you so that you have a guide as to how to live. And you cannot live thinking that you have more right to live than everybody else. So in order for you to control the world, you have to destroy the world. In order for you to have leverage in the system so that you have all the game that you want to hunt and kill and mount up on your walls, that you could do all of these things. Death is coming for you, baby. I'm just going to tell you, just like it is. And if you think that you can be murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, deceivers, and have the fullness of life, have the fullness of wealth, that is mistakenness. That's delusion. It isn't existing like that. But they got y'all feeling as though having the paper is your wealth. No, having the integrity of your own divinity and access to a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul to tap the DNA, that which is your heritage and inheritance, that is our wealth. There is nothing that these people can give us that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And why you don't want to be whole, I don't get it. In light of everything that you see. We are in a now moment where I am, and you should be calling a moratorium on death. And killing and murder and defilement and degradation and dysfunction. To know that you have the right to be corrected. That Mother Earth, Mother Nature, our universal mothers, our cosmic mothers, the intelligence of all there is as existence itself wants you to come forward in your wholeness. There is no glory that anybody has just for you to die and be supporting death. Coca-Cola is a multi-billion dollar corporation that has, its water is not even good. But we work for these people. We can't have a conversation about black money and black this. It doesn't exist like that. Because we're all intertwined. We all in it. All in the wickedness. All in the distortion. All in the dysfunction. And the only way you get free is that you liberate at the cellular level. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and resurrected. In the fullness of the truth of the all that you are, as a conscious immortal, you have to want it. You have to ask for it. You have to apply yourself to it. You cannot keep company with people who don't give a damn about what's right. You can't continue to just keep getting high and spewing yourself and doing all kinds of things that undermine your own well-being. You have to care to walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. On behalf of all of those that we have come through, whose names we cannot even call, on behalf of all of those who have gifted so much of themselves, who've left so much of themselves, we can turn in and tune into so many different frequencies and energies that we really never have to pay attention to Fox News and CNN and all of these ones who want to keep you focused on all of the distortion, because there's a good news that there is. There's a resurrection that's happening on the planet. Women are raising up. The youth are raising up. The animals are even raising up. There's a consciousness that is all pervasive. And the issue is, what are you bringing to the table? And there's no gift that we can give that is greater than the substance of who we already are. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have been here for 17 years. I don't know how long I'll be here with WRFG. I don't know how long I'm going to be on the planet. I just don't know. But I tell you what, for as long as I walk the face of this earth, I will be consciously, intensely intentional on urging you, encouraging you to accept the truth of yourself. Because there is only literally one self. There's only one of us, really, and it is the intelligence of existence. It is beyond gods and goddesses. It's beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is ever-present, all-pervasive. It's never absent. The issue is, will we care to be that righteous, that upright, that kind, that considerate, that forgiving, that merciful, that godly? But that is the key to our liberation. Aside for that, you will get exactly what you've been applying yourself to. And I'm saying, reach for your life, your eternal life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. We're in a place and time where each of us has to come to a point where we really care enough to do that which is consistently in our own best interest over time. And I am on behalf of those ones who we just spoke to, and this is something that I got years ago. And to get us to have an understanding that we are under a global initiative that is genocide and depopulation. And we have to begin to respond from that perspective of knowing that there truly, really is no success that anyone can have when they are working towards the detriment of anyone at any time, because that is going to come back on them. And so it's illusion and delusion to think that there is prosperity in sickness, illness, disease, and death. The end result is death. Now, the issue that you all hear me speak to consistently is that you really cannot guesstimate or estimate how long you will be dead. And to be walking dead, to be in a place and space where you are not exerting a full life's urge, that you are not doing everything within your own power to walk in the fullness of yourself, knowing that you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are, that there is no amount of polished wood, metal, and stone, no amount of fame and fortune and all of the world renown and whatnot that really lays a foundation for true success here, because the true success is walking in the truth of yourself. And to know that because 3/4 of the world's population are people of color, people of direct African heritage, background, or concern, is that it's a global issue. It's a populist issue. It's an intelligence issue. It's an issue that deals with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures, in addition to those ones who, whether it's 11 or 12 or 15 that are shot down in the street in any major city, we've got thousands of people dying on a daily basis from heart attacks, stroke, complications from obesity, aneurysms, and all of this other stuff. So we can still be distracted by a lot of the things that's still there, but the bottom line is that you don't have your eye on the real issue. That is genocide in terms of the fact that we've lost generations, and I'm not talking about generation X, Y, and Z. I'm speaking about our elders, our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, those who are sitting in nursing homes barely remembering who they are, and we never got a chance to experience who they are. And the one thing that we know, that if you don't die early, that you will mature or you will get old. Now, the issue is, what are you really doing on a daily basis? Where you are consciously exalting a full life's urge, and you are now becoming aware of the methodology of oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that you are now engaging in not only the conversation, but the activity of clearing, cleansing, and purifying your cells, and to really understand that even if you change your diet, there is still a plethora of chemicals that are saturating and having a contraindication in your brain, in your kidneys, in your tissues, in your organs and whatnot. And there are so many more of us who are affected by this. So yes, there's just no way to not be able to address some aspect of it by being quite intense about your own degrees of alignment with that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. And yes, Atlanta, in my estimation, has a serious responsibility to step forward, to lead the way, to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise with the foolishness, because we have one of the largest populations of Black millionaires here. We have one of the largest populations of homeless ones. We have one of the largest populations of conscious and conscientious ones, and artists and people who are in the arts and the talent and the movies, and it's all kinds of things going on right here. But do you want to be in a place where you are really giving your greater gifts to the world? And when we take the time to realize that we are literally each these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that when we no longer participate with our own oppression, then that gives us the leverage to be able to stand up, stand forward, and get a direct download of insight and inspiration, motivation, and creative energy to do something that is not just doing something, but doing that which is needed in literally laying foundation for the reconciliation, the realignment, the reattunement of who we are as the children of God. And it is all inclusive. And any movement that has benefited any people required the active involvement of many people of different hues, of different persuasions, of different orientations and whatnot. We are in an all-person movement towards exalting life itself. And where we have not taken the time to get real clear about duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, duty, obligation, and responsibility as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, to think that we can have an miseducational system of religious training and whatnot that has not properly prepared us for knowing anything about what the purpose in existing on the planet really is. In terms of Earth residency being school, that the Earth is the university of cosmic wisdom, and we are immersed in eternity, and we have access to the infinity of that which is light, that which is love, that which is law, that which is wisdom, that which is truth, that which will allow us to truly live a successful life in having contacted that which is real within the very depths of us, to reach the very heights of us, so that we are walking in alignment with the divinity that is our truth. In any and every now moment, we have people who are coming to the planet, people who are leaving. There are those who are living in quiet degrees of desperation, can't hardly breathe, can't hardly walk, can't hardly do anything. People are literally dying every day. But they were reaching for death every day for years. And these are the activities that we can do something about. We do not have to be killing ourselves, nor should we be working on behalf of those companies that are the perpetuators of the sickness, illness, disease, and death. And this is why you hear me consistently speak to the death industries as the meat, dairy, egg, chicken, fish, soda companies, the candy companies, and all of this artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of this. And we are in a now moment where we can respond and to understand that we would be much better without it in our systems. We don't have to picket and boycott them from the perspective of being targeted and being in the media and whatnot. All you have to do is just exercise the discipline and the care of loving yourselves and loving yourself to the degree to which you will do nothing to undermine yourselves or undermine yourself or your children or those that you love. It is right action that has to take place within the very presence of us, within the very body and heart and mind of us, for those of us who still have our minds. Those of us who are really claiming and reclaiming our right to be corrected after seeing that there has been an agenda that has been initiated, that has been issued by those who have been wrong for so long. We cannot just march for rights and appeal to a people who have no love, have no light, have no wisdom, and do not care about that which is the truth. And to understand that where one of us, where two of us, where three of us, where four of us, where many of us will take the time to get in that alignment by clearing, cleansing, purifying, consciously caring to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we stand in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of what hue of people we are. This is what our commonality is. This is the foundation of that which is our community, our common unity with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And being in a place where we realize that there is absolute law that we have the opportunity to tune into, to become one with, to use it to towards our own greater good, to be able to see these companies close down and those ones who work for them being in a place where they are having that opportunity to repent, to repair, to realign themselves with duty, obligation, and responsibility to the perpetuation of life itself. Understand, sisterhood would not be all out the box with all this explicit sexuality if the brothers were not responding to it. If you all were not complicit with it. And rarely do we have a conversation where anybody's trying to hold the brotherhood to the accountability of being real men. And knowing that manhood is something that you earn as a result of your discipline, as a result of your right alignment with that which is high ethic and high morals. And we cannot continue to say, oh, well, you know, this is the Willie Lynch and this is this and this is that. No, you have responsibility in this now moment. To care, to walk in the fullness of your own authenticity and into the authority of that which is light and law and love. And to understand that you're being warred against through the programming that makes you feel entitled to be out of alignment, makes you feel entitled to be inebriated, to be intoxicated, to be cigarette and tobacco smoking, black and miles, reefer, and all of these things, that you are entitled to poison your blood. You are entitled to create sickness, illness, and disease because you are a man. No, you are a fool. To kill yourself. To spend money that you have traded time and energy for, and then buy products that undermine your own life currency. And then what you don't undermine and render dysfunctional, then you will dissipate it through sexual activity. And now those ones who have been doing that over years are now having cancer of the prostate. Men now are having cancer of the breast because of all of the female hormones that you have ingested all of these years as a result of all of the eggs and all of the chicken and all of the milk and all of the dairy products and all of these things. This is what's causing the breast cancer. It's what's causing the fibroids. It's what's causing the uterine cancer. Understand? And so we're having to take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by caring to make new commitments and being fully committed to living, being fully committed to thriving, being fully committed to no longer participating and being complicit, complacent, or in this conspiracy of silence about what's really happening. This is a time for us to really have an understanding and an understanding that what you do on a daily basis in the privacy of your own home or your car or wherever you do what you do, it affects everything and everybody when we talk about millions of people doing it. And for America or the continental United States, the North American continent, to be in a place where we are being commercially sublimated to think that we have to have all of this protein, all of this meat, that we should be eating meat 3 times a day to be healthy. And then people have been following this lie for generations and nobody's healthy. And then to try to excuse it and say, well, my grandmother, she smoked, she ate this, she did the other, and she lived to be 90. Well, if you could be in violation of the primary law that governs your being for 90 years, then what would you have done had you been in harmony with the laws? What would you have attained other than the fact that you lived or that you were dying for 90 years? There is so much more to who we are than just the jobs that we work and the bills that we pay and the things that we acquire. For being on the planet is about the self-realization, self-actualization, self-unfoldment as to who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to not care to function intelligently, to not acknowledge the supremacy of absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to understand that there is no supremacy in whiteness. There is no supremacy in blackness. There is no supremacy in money. The supremacy exists by virtue of the intelligence that is the foundation, the causation, and that which is the medium through which all things have come and are maintained and sustained. The supremacy is in absolute law. And the fulfillment of that law is absolute love. And to love is not enough when you are not respecting the rights of other beings to have the rights to their lives. So that if you go onto YouTube and you put in Adama Speaks and you watch the video that I have there that's saying Adama Speaks to the Holocaust that is happening now, understand that the Holocaust never stopped. It is in full swing, and there are those who are participating with it consciously or unconsciously, but the program has been to make sure that each individual one of us is divided within ourselves so that instead of being able to exalt a full life's urge, as is the way that most beings live, then you feel entitled to do certain things that you think are in your best interest. But otherwise, you feel entitled to be undermining yourself. But then you want to have happy marriages and you want your children to respect you. But you can't have the fullness of it if you're not willing to play yourself full, to be whole, to be in a place where it matters to you. That you are not complicit and complacent with an agenda that is genocide and depopulation. And so, yes, we're concerned about the killer music. And I'm saying, yes, stop it. You understand? Have that conversation. Stop going to all of these places that are poisoning you. Understand that you have much more available to you than that. You're not dependent upon death to serve you life. You can't get anything from death other than more death. Or the proliferation of organisms, worms, parasites, and those who feed off of death, who are now permeating your tissues, your brain, your organs, and whatnot as a result of all of the dead pigs and the dead cows and the dead turkeys and the dead chickens and the dead shrimp and the dead this and the dead that and the dead that and the dead that that's rotting inside your bodies. And this is true for the police officers, it's true for the judges, it's true for those who own the radio stations and those who are playing all of this killer music. It's true for most people. You cannot really come to high ethic and high morality when you feed like savages off the carcasses of other beings. And where the cartoons back in the day used to show us in Black Sambo and whatnot with this big watermelon and these big eyes, googled eyes and whatever. It's like, no, we never have to. This is the issue with us as a people. They did all of this with us. And what did we do? We just kept it moving, kept doing our thing and whatnot. But we've been seriously affected by, had we created caricatures of Europeans with the legs of big turkeys and eating the legs of other beings and whatnot. And this is just how savage this thing is, okay, that you are going to generate generations of money off of serving us dead carcasses, the carcasses of dead pigs. You want the pig's butt. You want the pig's intestines. You want the pig's check, the nose, the ears, the skin, the lips, and all of this. And they're making money and pumping this, the Wayfield Foods and all of these ones, Piggly Willy's, all these ones, selling all of this stuff. Who do you think owns these businesses? These are the businesses of those ones that are the Trump boys and the Pence boys and all of those ones who are the third, fourth generation of the slave master, and those who thought that they were benefiting from selling black bodies. And now they think that they're prospering from incarcerating and killing black people and then trading our body parts and buying our body parts and whatnot. I'm just saying is that this is really the wickedness, the Satanism and whatnot. And people talk about, oh, devil worshiper, but you the main one feeding off the rump and the intestines of beings. But then you're going to talk about somebody worshiping Satan. What is that? It'd be better for you to be the vampire and suck the blood, because the life is in the blood, than feeding off the carcass. And I know a lot of you don't deal with me because I keep speaking to these issues and y'all just, well, sister, I just can't give up my meat. I just can't give up. I said, but you will give up your life though, right? And you want to be respected as intelligent people. This is where we're having these issues. This is why our children are out here crazy. Because they come from crazy people. And you got to be crazy not to want to really live and thrive, where you want to justify why it is that you should continue to be feeding off the flesh of dead beings and smoking and drinking and spewing and doing everything to create cancer, heart attack, stroke, this, that, and the other. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. I'm just saying, intelligent people do not kill themselves. They don't kill other people either. And this is where you have so much issue in terms of these ones in America who feel and relate their freedom to being able to carry guns and to be killers. The freedom to be wicked. The freedom to be in violation of the primary laws of existence. The freedom to send other people's children into wars. To acquire and to protect their gold, oil, and drugs under the lie that these ones are giving their lives for the freedoms of America. We have to stop the madness, and it has to start with the individual ones. So the school system does not educate properly. It does not take into account who the people are. It gives them this generic education that does not properly prepare them to do anything. And because they were fed garbage the entire time, they missed all of who they were in the process. So they're not fit to do much else. Other than be railroaded into the prison system or be railroaded into the military. Or if they were bright enough to get through school, then they go to college. And still, college does not prepare you to be truly self-vivifying. It does not prepare you to know who you really are and to be able to understand why you are and to be able to work on behalf of the intelligence of existence in the perpetuation of life itself. This whole thing. It's blowing up, which is why the waters are warming from the tons of feces that are being dropped in there from all of the animals, the billions of creatures that are being killed and destroyed, and the billions of tons of feces that these billions of creatures that you all are eating and that the other animals are eating and whatnot. I'm just saying we have to realize it's a whole thing, and we have to respond holistically. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. To come to a point and place where you really have a much higher regard for yourself, for the life that you've been given, for the talents, the skills, the abilities, and the legacy of the lineages that you represent. And to know that nobody died so that you can be foolish enough to be killing yourself. Nobody was sacrificed so that we have the right to be wrong. Malcolm, Martin, Megger, all of these other ones, then we can name all of these ones who stood up and they became trailblazers in the way that they did, but all of them still fed off the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. Malcolm probably was the cleanest one. And we want to say, oh, well, they killed him, but he was killed by somebody that looked just like him. Was around him all the time, and that's how we do, because we don't understand that when you work against yourself and when you're in the company of those who work against themselves and undermine themselves, you can't really trust them to do much else. But the level of organization that we can do right now does not require us to really set up organizations and to be 501c3s and have to put our mission statement and send it to the Secretary of State or whoever so they can sign off on it. It just requires us to be in a place where we are exalting a full life's urge, where we are reaching for that which is clearing, cleansing, purifying, and nourishing us so that we are able to create the quality of blood that allows us to have the quality of thought that is harmonious and consistent and is characteristic of who we are as the children of God. In the realm of existence, and there is nothing but existence itself, there is absolute and supreme intelligence that we dwell in like fish dwell in water. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not, and it will be triumphant over all the situations and circumstances. And as we consciously apply ourselves towards the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, let us begin to lift our voices up and call upon and invoke the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to be triumphant in the reality of every aspect of our collective and private and personal and individual lives. We get what we ask for. What are you asking for? What do you really want? What really matters to you? What does the rest of your life look like? You're the one that's creating. You're the one that's reaching. Are you reaching for life or are you reaching for death? Are you reaching for that which is going to truly renew you and rebirth you? Or are you reaching for that which is going to create a tragic date with fate? To call forth and invoke the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. This is something that we can do wherever we are. We were told to pray without ceasing. This is the praying, the asking, the invoking, the conscious acknowledgement of the presence and the light of the absolute. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to come to a point and place where we are ready to stand up and do that which the previous generations did not know to do. Because we thought that our progression was based upon our parity, our equality in terms of getting the same lies and being able to use the same toilets and eat the same garbage. But it's more, because everybody was under siege. Those who were hanging us, those who were turning the dogs on us and the fire hydrants, they're just as much under siege as those ones who are now. It's just the progression of errors that has consistently been coming forward. And now is our time to respond correctly.